Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of Mind Power. Well, we're going to be going into a bit of the paranormal today, and of course, so many of you listen to the show, we're very comfortable with that. My guest today is Linda Salvin. And Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, my goodness, you sound very faint, but I'm hoping that my audience is going to be able to hear you clearly.
Yeah, I can barely hear you either.
Okay, there we go. There we go. Now you're sounding a little bit better.
Good. Okay.
All right. Now, Linda, when I met you, it was for the first time. It was about a month ago, and it was at the
Conscious Life Expo
in Los Angeles. And as it turned out, we were next-door neighbors during that time, which was really nice. And we had a chance. We were both very, very busy. But we had a chance to chat, and then I found that you had a very special story of your own, and there was a book called Chopped Liver for the Family Spirit, which I love that. I mean, anybody who talks about chopped liver, I just think that's so cool. And you said, and one day you're chopped liver, and the next day you're filet mignon, which was a bit of a stretch. But anyway, that was a good statement. And as I learned, and I went through, and I read your book there, and I thought, this is really a story that I think that my listeners would be interested in. Because so often there's so many misconceptions about the way people will become aware of their own intuitive talents. And you have quite an interesting road that you have followed. What happened in 1981?
Okay. Chopped Liver for the Family Spirit, by the way, is a combination of 52 different stories of people from the movie, TV, radio industry who have compiled stories on overcoming adversity. I, in 1981, survived a commercial airline plane crash, a Boeing 737. I was on company business at the time. I hold a master's degree in public health epidemiology, and I was working for an insurance company. And an hour and a half before our flight took off from San Jose to come back to Los Angeles, I noticed that there was something wrong with the plane we were going to be on, but my partner didn't see what I saw. And an hour and a half later, the plane cracked in half where I had the vision that the plane was going to crack in half. We crash-landed to avoid collision with another plane taking off on the same runway, and the probability of all of us surviving, which we did, was about 2 billion to 1. And we avoided collision with another plane taking off as we were coming in, and I don't know till this day if it was a control tower problem or our pilot, and I do know that I investigated the FAA report, and it was a lot of cross-outs and cover-ups, and it never really, the truth isn't there, but the bottom line is I survived. When coming down the ramp, which looks like a river raft, I had an out-of-body experience, and I became what's known as a walk-in, where my soul at the time left and a new one entered, and whatever came in was very psychic. So from that point on, it took about 6 years to recuperate and start to feel like I belonged here. And I had a series of other accidents, including getting hit by a fire truck, getting rear-ended, totaling a car, and having a white light experience where I was given the choice to live or die. And later on, I took all of the experiences, and I was selected out of 360 people to do a radio show back in 1994 after the Los Angeles Northridge earthquake. And I've been in radio for the last 14 years, doing similar to what you do as a radio psychic. Healer, I'm a medium, and I have a TV infomercial coming out this year as well on a product I developed. So it turned from adversity, pain, distraught, depression, fear, all that, into something positive, and I've learned to teach other people what I've learned.
Now, Linda, with these experiences that you had, because each and every one of them were very specifically unique.
Right.
And it seemed like with each one of your experiences, there was a peeling away.
Correct, like I elevated.
Certain levels.
That's right. 1981 was the plane crash. 1982, I got hit by a fire truck. I was on my way to UCLA for a job interview, and that obviously prevented me from getting there. So I looked at God saying, okay, you're not supposed to work at UCLA. But I became agoraphobic at that time. I didn't want to go out. As much as I loved life, I couldn't go out because of the traumas. It was like, you know, Chicken Little, the sky was falling, and I didn't understand back then. And in 1984, I was coming home from work one night. It was a rainy night, and I totaled a car in a intersection where all the lights had been out with the rain. And as I was spinning, the car was spinning. I had the white light go through my head, through the ceiling of my Camaro, into the heavens, and this loud voice said, "You can come with us now or stay and do," and I was given a message. And it was the same voice I heard the day of the plane crash, which I have not heard since. It's a very distinct, separate voice.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
there was that, and then in 1991, I had an emergency hysterectomy and became a healer. And then in 1996, I had tumors removed from my body, and I became a medium. So it's like every time I was in a trauma, Donna, something took me to a level I never in my wildest dreams wanted, expected, studied, or asked for. It's like they, it, the spirits, whatever you want to call it out there or on the other side, chose me as this vehicle to help people with psychic readings, healing with metaphysical gifts, and traits, and then, of course, to help with communication, comfort, and closure through the mediumship.
Now, this obviously, just from what you've expressed, made such a transformation in your life. And to be able to even to put it onto a piece of paper, a lot of people would say, well, you know, this sounds a little bit woo-woo. And the truth is, it does. When you have those kinds of experiences and they're there, there's no way that you're going to be able to discount them.
No, you cannot deny
things,
it. Cannot
yeah,
deny
you
it.
Can't. No, you can't. And one of the things I have in observation, not just with myself but with other people, frequently when situations like this occur, it has the capacity for refining one's nervous system to such a level that you become actually more readily able to do the kind of information transmission and receiving.
Probably because I don't think the average person can handle the stresses and the roller coaster of what goes on and pulling energy from people.
Mm-hmm. I think it really is something there. And we had as a guest yesterday Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut.
Right.
And he has been very much involved with research relative to this. And he has in his research, and I'm not speaking for him, but in various levels of research that have been explored, he has the understanding that this is something that is inherent within the human being. But what you went through was a massive, massive multi-level opening with the sensory system. And there are many people that have had this happen that they usually end up in mental institutions.
True. They can't handle it. I thought I was nuts at first. I knew then that it must have something to do with God, and I became very aware of the higher consciousness and God and the universe. And for a long time, I was in therapy, but I knew that there had to be more. When I finally said, okay, what is it, God? What is all this about? Then I started to heal. And when I started to watch the universal signs of doors opening, doors closing, which path to walk, where to go, where not to go, and then the career opening up and the people, and it just changed. When I let go, let God, as they say. And mind you, like you're talking about the astronaut doing research, my background is in medical research, which is epidemiology, studying statistics of the relationship to diseases, and that's the furthest thing from what I'm doing now in talking to dead people. I mean, you know, but and I'm just finishing up my dissertation in metaphysics for my PhD. So I've gone from total left brain into this creative right brain, but it's still got a scientific bent. And I'm very therapeutic and I'm very diagnostic, but I'm very spiritual. And the key I think that people need to learn is how to bring in spirituality in their day-to-day lives to balance all the grief, the guilt, the shame, the fear, and all the other stuff we go through to lessen the burden.
I agree. Now, as you became aware of your talents and you became aware of it, what were some of the first experiences that you had, Linda? I always think it's good when we can share this with people because I have been encountering so many individuals, especially in the last 2.5 to 3 years, who are becoming much more intuitive. They're having unique experiences, and they say, I just don't have anybody to talk to.
Right.
I think I'm ready for the loony bin, but there's more and more, and I'm observing this, and it's as if we're getting ready to go into a patterning where people are going to be much more comfortable with it.
That's true, and that's what I do on my radio show. I do have a radio show, and people can listen online as well. If they're in L.A., it's on KLSX 97.1 Free FM, or they can go to lindasalvin.com, and hundreds of my shows are up on podcasts, but I'm on every Sunday night, 9 to 11 Pacific time. I've been doing psychic radio since 1994. I'm one of the pioneers in it. Part of what I feel is, and I used to say this on my show back in the 90s, that the 90s was becoming the most spiritual decade of that millennium, the 1900s, and now that we're in the 21st century, between now and the shift coming on in 2012, we're being propelled forward to grab on, to understand, to really become spiritually aware or in tune with our own higher selves in order to go through this shift into the 1,000 years of peace, because we're being forced to grow and get rid of the negativity on the planet as we've known it. I believe those that are being called either as light workers or to ascend into their higher purpose are being tapped on their shoulder now to get the message, or they may not make it. They may not survive it. They may not be able to handle the energy and the frequency of which the planet is moving, which is why everybody now feels like they're being rushed, and you got to hurry up, and there's an urgency in life right now, but it's because of the energy going on, and then it hits again in 2017 when all the planets align, and there's going to be like a massive global earthquake because of what's going on. We're being taught how to get strong enough to handle what's out there, make the right choices, and go for what is right for your soul's yearning.
Haven't you noticed with a lot of the films that have been put out, especially in the last 5 to 7 years, whether it's on television and more so recently in a lot of movies, we had Ghost that was done, you know, a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of a cycle, I think. And there's been so many others, like the X-Men, and a lot of them are comic book characterizations,
right.
But really it's talking about, gee whiz, people can be endowed with these very, very special talents.
Correct. But not everybody's supposed to use it professionally. Because
mm-hmm.
if everybody was a psychic, a healer, and a medium, who would be the banker and the baker and the candlestick maker? You know, I mean, you got to balance the planet. But we can all become more intuitive to enhance what we already have in front of us.
Well, not everybody's going to want to be a professional anyway, because that takes a different type of thinking. But I agree that there has to be the balance. And
right.
that is something that I think the understanding, and with the many people that I've interviewed, of developing the intuitive factor and being attentive to it is so significant, because it enables them to work with life in a better rhythm.
Right.
And like you said, you went through all kinds of venues, therapy of different types, and trying to figure out what in the world was going on.
Right,
here.
And back then, Donna, most people, quote-unquote, were in the closet about this stuff. In 1981, you weren't talking about psychics. I mean, the only psychic you really knew about then maybe was Sylvia Brown, who was breaking ground, and, of course, Edgar Cayce. But the others in between were poo-pooed as parlor psychics and boulevard psychics and the gypsies and the fortune tellers. But when real things started, I even contacted the late Dr. Ross, Kubler Ross, to see if she could help me because I was talking to dead people. I didn't understand, but nobody could help me. And I was hearing things, but nobody then, in 1981 to maybe 1984, would really be able to help me. When I was seeing a shrink at UCLA and I brought up God, I said, I think God put me on that plane. And he says, God, what does God have to do with it? And I'm like, oh God, you know, he wanted to give me pills to fix it. Well, no, there was something that separated me from the universe that got me to see that there is a connection spiritually that goes beyond. And if I might add, the one thing I can remember from undergraduate school at San Francisco State back in the 70s, was that the definition of health is the mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being, and not only the absence of disease. So if we're looking at that state of mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being, and not merely the absence of disease, why is it doctors and health professionals and healers never talk about spiritual health? So what I have done is taken the spiritual aspects from my own experience, incorporated it in my work, and by adding spirituality, not religion, but spirituality, whatever that higher power or one source is for anybody, it will help to bring in the center and get them aware so the physical will heal, the mental will heal, and the emotional will stabilize. It's all backwards in the system.
Well, I think that's true, and I've had the good fortune of meeting some good health professionals who are very much interested. They themselves have gone through certain experiences which have made them aware, you know, near-death experiences, other particulars, even their own patients that have come to them, and they have been open and receptive, contrary to what they might have been a few years back.
Correct.
Their ship because of their own experiences. So there are steps forward
uh-huh.
that are really, I think, very significant, and that's why I really wanted my audience to know about your experiences, because there's so much mystique, so much myth.
Oh, I never would have believed any of this stuff if it hadn't happened to me. The
mm-hmm.
one time I went to a psychic, long before I became a psychic, I thought my friend had told this woman everything about me. I didn't understand it, okay? And if people go to my website at lindasalvin.com, S-A-L-V-I-N.com, they can read all the stories, they can see the history, they can see my education and experience, they can read pages of testimonials on my work, and also read about my candle line called Wicks of Wisdom, which I now use as a tool to help people make money, heal, win lawsuits or whatever, because I was trained in candle magic years ago, but I've taken away all of the occult associations and made it very spiritual, and I have a TV show coming out on it this year. So it's so powerful that I'm very grateful for this, but again, had I not experienced it myself, I wouldn't believe in any of it.
Now, Linda, one of the things that people often ask me, and I have my own answers, but I thought with you, because you have been in the work for so many years,
uh-huh.
you really have a compassion for people, you really want to see results for them,
yes.
and you want them to be empowered in their own lives.
Right, I take it seriously.
Yes, just as I do. So
right.
what I wanted to ask you, because we have so many people who are listening right now, what is it that if someone were going through certain experiences in today's world, other than saying, you know, go ahead, read some books, what would you recommend that someone do if they're having particular experiences? Let's say, like one client I had, and I worked with this client, but one client I had was seeing particular energies. They were seeing colors. They
uh-huh.
were seeing, you know, things like this, or they would.
Well, they're seeing colors, and they're starting to see auras, and they're starting to see vibrations. There's ways of looking up the right professional people to seek help today, because the whole field has exploded in healing, paranormal, and psychic services in a way that 20 years ago there was nobody really there. So there's many outlets. If they want to contact me, they can contact me at lindasalvin.com or 888-509-1077. Reading a book helps. It enlightens. But then it's getting in touch with the person who wrote the book, or getting in touch with groups of activities such as expos, or getting in touch with private seminars so that people can learn and grow at their own pace. You can't force it, but when you start to see energy, or if you start to feel you're psychic and you say something, or a lot of people come to me and they'll say, I hear things, I see things, but it's always about death, or it's always the negative thing. And I would say, you know, everybody has a different talent. There's also ways to learn how to turn it off and control it so that you don't bring in the negative. You know, not
yes.
everybody's going to learn how to talk to dead people. I don't encourage it at all. It makes me ill. And I just had lunch with Lisa Williams last week. You remember meeting Lisa? You know, the number, she's like the top medium in the world right now. And she and I were talking about how sick we get. Sometimes I'll get stomach ache, and then I find out, oh, this person had stomach cancer, or I'll have a headache, and I'll realize, oh, this person died of a brain aneurysm or whatever. And she, too, gets ill and has to protect herself. It's not something to play with, because there's a lot of weird negative spirits that will attach themselves to us. And everybody thinks, oh, how fun. But no, it's very dangerous. It can be very draining, and it can actually make you sick. I've had 7 surgeries to remove tumors from my hips, thighs, waist, and arms over the last 10 years to remove all the negative energy that I have pulled from people that goes into my body. and I developed these angiolipomas, which are fatty tissues with its own blood supply, and it never happened before I did this work. So with me taking a negativity, my body can't release it. It's a very dangerous but very rewarding gift, I guess, but sometimes it can make me very tired, cranky, angry, because the spirits themselves will attach themselves to me, and sometimes I can't discern if it's my feelings or something else that's an entity. People need to seek out the right professions, the professionals, and make sure that they do a little bit of research as to the authenticity, because there's a lot of quacks, a lot of wannabes, and a lot of people can get hurt rather than helped if they're not careful. And at the expo, Donna, there was a, I'm not going to say who it was, but there was an exhibit, the only one that I went to test, and I got sick, and it took me 2 weeks of outside therapies and healers to put me back, because they're promoting something within themselves that I thought would be safe, and it was not. It upset my entire system, mentally and emotionally. Spiritually, it got me into a whole other place, and I remember getting very dizzy and very nauseous there. And it probably took a good 2 weeks to capture and reintegrate myself. So people have to be careful. There's a lot of weirdos. They really are, and I'm the first to admit it. There's a lot of New Age stuff that I think is really quacky. People like yourself, with the books that you write, the service and the education that you have, you're authentic, Donna. But there's a lot of people out there, everybody, especially on the Internet, everybody thinks they're a psychic, everybody's a healer, everybody's this and that. Everybody's not, in my opinion. There's a select group of people, and I was told a long time ago, maybe out of a million people that keep saying they're psychic, there's only truly 5,000 people on the planet that are truly gifted. It's not a lot.
Well, Linda, part of, I think, what you have experienced, when you think of what you have gone through physically,
yes,
that tossed you and restructured you to,
yes,
become a sender receiver, if you will,
uh-huh,
and to be able to do it. And here you are. You're continuing to advance your education, which I think is so important.
Thank you.
Whether one gets a degree or not is not the issue. The issue is that you're willing to learn, you're willing to explore, you're willing to refine. And for those of you listening, it is so very important to understand this. When you do have specific skills and talents and you become aware of them in the intuitive area, part of the responsibility that comes with that is the willingness to learn.
Right.
You don't allow yourself to be a garbage can for anything and everything that's out there, and I think Linda has made an extremely good point here. You have to discern. You have to learn how to think. You must be aware that life is never static, and so the capacities and the talents and the capabilities of expression of the intuitive tools and assets that you may have, they also are going to grow and expand.
Exactly.
And so you must be diligent. And I really like your point, Linda, about how you got involved with something that did not prove to be harmonious for you.
Uh-huh.
And consequently, you had to be very diligent to make the shift and make the change.
Exactly. Like when I was in the plane crash, I didn't know at the time, but after I started analyzing what was happening to me, the plane crash occurred on company business. The fire truck a year later hit me in my car when I was on my way to a job interview. I got rear-ended 3 days before another interview in a hospital. It was like, okay, God does not want me in public health, okay? What am I supposed to do? So I did work at a college for a while, and I did work with AIDS education for a while, but it didn't feel right. And then I was in another accident. I surrendered. I said, what do you want me to do? And I started doing my music, which has been my passion all my life. Then I got very sick, and I needed the emergency hysterectomy, and I never went back on stage because while I was healing from that, I ended up with Psychic Friends Network. I opened up as a healer. I took a schizophrenic with 26 personalities, which was diagnosed as MPD, put her back into one personality. Her mother flew in to thank me and from Arizona, and my whole world started changing into the metaphysics and the holistic area. And I still write music. I don't know if I'll ever get out and perform. It's my dream still. But all this other stuff has happened, like it's not time or I'm not supposed to go in that direction. And taking from my education when I was younger, 30-plus years ago, and making it to what it is today, I guess there's a need for it. And I'm supposed to be of service. And this is being of service as opposed to singing songs. I'm supposed to help transform lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where it's going to lead next. it's rewarding, it's tiring, and it's always fulfilling.
I think also, too, it demands that, especially as you mature, your nervous system, in my observation, becomes much more sensitive, and you must be much more alert to
right.
what you give your time to.
Right.
As a friend of mine said, you have to become energy efficient. You need to be very, very discriminating. And
we
I do think.
And people don't understand
mm-hmm.
that. You know, like in the
mm-hmm.
book, Chop Liver for the Family Spirit, it's normally retails for $15, but if your listeners want it, Donna, I will send it out for $10 plus the cost of shipping and autograph, or $9.95, whatever. And they can go to lindasalvin.com or call my office at 888-509-1077. And it's not just my story. We have Lloyd Thaxton from the music industry. We have Peter Marshall, the TV talk show host. We have Shelley Berman, the comedian from, you know, the last 45 years. They've all got stories of overcoming adversity. There's other talk show hosts from radio. There's everyday people that have contributed to Chop Liver as to what kind of adversity they have overcome and how they've turned it into the filet mignon. Because a lot of people, as you know in your own practice, a lot of people stay victimized to the problems of life where life will wear them down. I have taken the negatives and eventually came out from that depressed, fearful, manhole kind of existence to evolving into something that I could incorporate the spiritual aspects as I began to heal. And like I said, I was chosen out of 360 people to do radio, and that's how I got started, and I haven't stopped. It's 14 years later, I'm still in radio. So to teach and express and sort of help people see beyond the limitations of their own cognitive thinking, I believe is the goal here, to see that there's more to life than the meets the eye, and that you can go beyond. If you're in the wrong career, or you don't like your relationship, or you don't like the marriage, and you feel stuck, there are options, but we think we don't have a way out. And it's just like
that's part of life's journey.
Exactly, to find the key and the passion for where that next door is to expand. And I didn't think there was a way out at one point. When I was 27 years old, when all this started, I mean, I was scared to death, and then there was really no nucleus or network of people to help me back then. Today, it's a whole different ballgame.
And you wouldn't be the person that you are if you didn't have the story to tell, and you
absolutely.
Wouldn't be as effective as you are if you
true.
Hadn't gone through the experiences and grown through them.
True, and a lot of people don't want to grow, and that's what gets scary. As you know in your practice, as I do mine, a lot of people are very stuck. I call it like a lower ethereal existence where they're so afraid to discover their own power or discover their own truth and come out of the denial or come out of their disappointment and unhappiness or the mistakes they made at 14 that got them to age 47 and they don't feel good. Well, you can change for the future and you can heal from the past, but most people are still afraid to look within and then trust that there's still more out there.
And not only that, but sometimes that which has been the negative is meant to be the leverage to propel you forward,
right.
just like your experiences have propelled you into working and communicating with so many people. And I'm so delighted that mm-hmm. I had the opportunity to meet you and to be next-door neighbor to you and to have the chance to find out about this wonderful publication, Chopped Liver for the Family Spirit. And as you say, Linda, there are so many wonderful stories in here, from playwrights to reporters to cosmetic surgeons, all of these individuals that are in Chopped Liver for the Soul, along with yourself,
right.
all offer their own gifts of insights and experiences, which are really wonderful. So that's Chopped Liver for the Family Spirit. Linda will be happy to give you a special on the price. Linda, give your website and your contact number again.
Sure, please. And then, Donna, we're going to make arrangements to have you guest on my show.
Oh, how delightful.
Lindasalvin.com, LindasAlv, like Victor, IN, like Nancy, .com, or just go to Radio Psychic. I'm number one in Google. Our Wix of Wisdom, WICKSOFWISDOM.com. That's the candle line that's changing people's lives. And the phone number is toll-free at 888-509-1077.
Linda Salvin, Chopped Liver for the Family Spirit. One day you're chopped liver, the next filet mignon.
Right.
Linda, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for
Thank
being with me
Thank you for having
today.
Me, Donna. We'll be in touch.
Yes, look forward to it, Linda.
Okay, bye-bye.
This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break. Don't you go away now. We will be back for, well, we got all kinds of good things to share with you. Take care. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning, and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyND.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272. Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today, 800-872-8852.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and guess what? Telephone lines are open, and if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here are the telephone numbers to call in to, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, we have 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And we have a direct line of 530-876-3222. Now, for those of you who are listening to the broadcast for the first time, I'm so delighted that you've joined our listening family. And I want to say, when you call in to me, all I need is your first name or your initial. Then let me give you my information, and after that, you can ask me a question about anything that you like. That's how simple it is. So just give us a buzz at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Also, for those of you in the state of Washington, I want to let you know two things are going on. March 28th, 29th, and 30th. We are going to be doing the Women's Show here in the Pacific Northwest. It is the Northwest Women's Show, and it is absolutely awesome. I've been working with these people for a number of years, and I'm always thrilled to be a part of this dynamic event. And gals, carpool in. Do whatever you can. Just know that this is a weekend of such dynamic interaction activity. Teresa Tapp is going to be one of the people that's going to be up on the main stage sharing her exercise program. You hear Teresa on the show here, and it's just exciting, exciting stuff. Now, if you want to find out more about the hours, it's 10 to 6, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm going to be giving a talk each and every day. I'll be in the show schedule, so look for me there. Also, know that there's information about parking. You will have information about all kinds of activities if you go to their website, which is NorthwestWomenshow.com. That's NW, or you can spell out Northwest, whatever you prefer. But either way, it'll come up. You Google it, and you will have it right where you need it for all of the information. That's a wonderful three-day event. I recommend it highly. Also, I will have a booth there. I'm in booth number 406, and I'm going to be doing many consultations. I'm going to have a plethora of materials there that if you wanted to go through different things to look at it, books of all kinds, that's also going to be available. So if you have any further questions, just go to northwestwomenshow.com. Google that. You'll get everything you need to know. And if you want further information, you can always call me at 800-872-8852. Then, on the 19th of April, I am presenting a special seminar class. It's going to be at the Center for Spiritual Living, which is 206 North J Street in downtown Tacoma. Now, this is being held in a historical building. The class is going to be on mental ecology, personal empowerment on many levels for you as an individual. It is going to be very interactive, and I invite you to come and be a part of it. The class fee is only $89, and that includes a catered lunch, yes. And so we're going to be talking about developing intuition, personally empowering you on multiple levels. So this is what I'm going to be doing April the 19th, which is a Saturday. Mark the date on your calendar if you're in the Pacific Northwest. And again, give me a call if you want more information. I will be giving you contact information where if you want to make a reservation for that class, you'll be able to do so. And we do accept MasterCard and Visa. Again, give me a buzz if you want to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. Now, I wanted to mention a guest that I was going to have on, George McMullen, who is very much into history. He's worked with archaeologists. George was supposed to have been on my show. However, he wasn't able to make it. I found that he had been rushed to the hospital. He's very, very ill. This very talented man, as soon as I can, I'm going to be booking him again for an interview. His book was about Born Many Times. Well, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Eldon Taylor, Choices and Illusions. Provocative title, lots of good information. On the 20th, we're going to be talking with Sharona Muir, the story, the book of telling, tracing the secrets of my father's life. This is a true story about a woman who found out about her father's involvement within a certain group of scientists in Israel, involvement in the discovery and the evolution of nuclear science. So this is interesting. Silicon Dragon, Rebecca Sannon, who we missed a while back because she was in Australia and there was some confusion about the time difference. Well, we're going to be talking about China on Friday. And this is a topic that is really timely because the world is changing very quickly. Technology is moving forward. And Rebecca put the information together about what is happening with many entrepreneurial Chinese that have been given the opportunity to expand their gifts. So you're not going to want to miss any of this. We've got fabulous people. As always, there's so many wonderfully, wonderfully talented people in this world, and I feel so fortunate that I'm able to bring them here to you right here on bbsradio.com on the Donna Sebo Show. So be sure you check the calendar. Remember, you can always go to my website, go into my newsletter, see the guests that have been scheduled. Also, you can go to the BBS Radio site for the guest listings, and you'll find them all there as well. Okay, I wanted to share with you a nice little poem by Jacqueline O'Reilly. This is how it reads, "A sun-kissed dawning. Listen carefully, and you'll hear a sound where winter once brought silence. Spring now brings forth music. Look, Pharaoh has returned home to sing us his beautiful song." And she's got a beautiful, beautiful photograph of this happy, fluffy sparrow. You know, it is so absolutely gorgeous outside. I took my Scotties, as I do whenever I'm home, I pick them out, and it is ready. The trees, the plants are just ready to bust their buttons of color and just come out in just their glory. It is absolutely beautiful here in the Pacific Northwest. Camellias have come out. We have the daffodils that are pushing their way up and out with a beautiful bright yellow. It is just such a joy when you go out, even if things aren't completely in bloom yet, look at how it is happening. It is so exciting to watch all of this life come forth. And if you're feeling sort of down and out, get that jacket on, take a deep breath of that fresh air, inhale deeply because it'll get rid of all that toxic stuff that you've got in your lungs, and just get out and walk and enjoy it. It's a joy. Let's go to our first caller for the day. Hi, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Ann in Michigan.
Hi, Ann. Where in Michigan?
Near Detroit.
Detroit. I was just talking to someone the other day that's in that area. Quite a place of the world. And okay. What I'm looking at with you is where you're working on a lot of papers. There's something that you're compiling, putting together, and there's a part of you saying, I wonder if this is really a waste of my time. The response on my part is immediately, no, it is not a waste of your time. What you need to be alert to, however, is that you are in a patterning of what I'd call self-doubt, and yet at the same time, you are pushing and moving forward with a great deal of speed, a great deal of energy, and yet you feel as if you're in this quagmire of confusion. Now, that sounds absolutely, totally contradictory. You say, how can I be in a quagmire? Yes, I'm really moving forward, Donna. That just doesn't make sense. Yes, it does. Because you're actually almost in two different mindsets, and they're working side by side. And you consciously, when you notice the activity that I call the quagmire coming in, mucking up stuff, you need to be able to recognize it, see it, not fight it, but say, okay, that's a part of me, that's old habit, that's old attitude. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to put it in its proper place. I'll give it about 5 seconds worth of attention, and then it's blockout time. And it's like I see an imaginary hairdryer that's got turbocharge on it, and it's like you blow it out. What you are learning is a whole new set of mental disciplines, and that's not easy to recognize when you're going through the process. You are learning how to focus and to concentrate in a whole new way. And when I'm watching you do this, I am seeing you so frustrated because there's a part of you that says, I should be able to do this more efficiently. I should be able to do things more rapidly. I should be able to do things with more clarity. I watch you and I want to say, know something. Know that it is all part of the process. You're getting there. A new career is in the design. You're not quite ready to step into the new dimension yet. I'm getting the number 7. I don't think it's weeks. I think it's either months or within the 7th month of a year, which obviously would be July. What year it is, I'm not sure. It could be this year, but I'm not positive. Now, when I'm watching you, I want you to take better care of yourself, hon. You really are not doing a very good job with that. You have a tendency to give yourself maybe 15 cents worth of attention, and then the rest of it goes to everybody else. I want you to back up and ask yourself at times, is this the right place to put my energy at this time? What can I best serve myself with in my management of time, in my interaction with people? You do that, and you're going to find yourself becoming so efficient and things running so much more smoothly, you're going to be amazed. You have to learn how to do these things because you're going to be involved in a lot of public work in the coming years. If you don't learn how to do it now, you're going to pay a very heavy price physiologically later on. What questions would you like to ask me?
Wow, that was good.
Now, why was it good? How did it make sense to you?
My gosh, on every level, you hit right on target. I'm in a dual thinking mode. I'm trying to absolutely do away with old patterns and progress spiritually, lift myself to a higher frequency, and get rid of all self-doubt. I'm still working on that, but you're right. I tend to get, I can't remember the word you used, muddled down in it. But you're right. I just kind of, I'll sit there with it, and then I let it pass and say, okay, it's time to get started again. And you're right. I need to be a little more selfish with myself and just work on my own progression. I understand that. So, yeah, absolutely. And it's a couple issues. I don't know why I seem to be getting hit on all fronts.
Okay, Ann, I'm going to ask you to wait for just a moment. Will you please? We have to go to a break.
Absolutely.
All right. Anna's going to stay with us. If you want to call in, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and we're going to go right back to Ann. And if you want to call in, 877-876-5227. Ann, what's your question for me, dear?
Okay, I have a situation right now, and I'm trying to, I don't know how to handle it. I have a property it's an investment, but it's also kind of a haven, a getaway, in a beautiful spot, very natural, and some people in the area have decided to put in some a development of sorts, not a living development, just something which is not necessary, and they're doing it for all the wrong reasons, and it's going to affect me and only me, and they're not doing it to me. I just happen to be this collateral damage that I think they just don't care about.
Now, wait a minute. Let's back up here. They have property adjacent to yours, or is it your property they're going to develop? What is it? What's going on here?
It's property that's adjacent to me.
How much area of property?
Not a large area. They want to put in a small parking lot for no good reason whatsoever in a beautiful natural...
What you need to do, first of all, Ann, is not to get caught up in that stuff.
Okay.
What you need to do is look at what they're going to do. This is their property. They have something in mind. They're aware of some plan that's going to be put on, that's going to be directed for development. And you need to find out exactly what they're going to do. Don't make them an enemy. Instead, try to find out exactly what's going on. Because if you do find out what is happening there, that is their right of ownership to be able to make that development. You need to look at your parcel. How big is your parcel?
It's about maybe somewhere between a quarter and a half an acre.
Okay. What I would do is once you find out exactly what's going to go on, what you want to do is look at how you can do something on the line of your property, either to put up a fence and then look at something very natural that could go up along it, like maybe some evergreen plants or bushes that could grow, let's say, 20 feet tall, whatever you wanted to do. But you need to look at this from a different perspective because you're going to put your energy into the wrong space. Now, understand their plans may change in a few years. But what you want to do is find out what's actually going to be done and then look at what you can do on your property line and make a plan to take care of that sooner rather than later.
Okay. It's actually across the street they want to do this. And I had just put a beautiful front porch on, and I don't even know what to say. I've thought about doing that, but I know it's going to have an immediate impact on my property value. And I bought this really to invest, and I already know I'm going to be losing money on this. I hear what you're saying.
All right, but you're getting caught up with the wrong stuff because you have no control over what they do.
Yeah, I just wasn't
sure. You really don't.
No, I don't.
So what you need to do is understand there's going to be some changes in the area, and you may be able to create something that is very, very special, and you need to find out the rules and regulations of the environment that you're living in, and there may be something that can be done with what they do to make it aesthetically more pleasing. So there's ways of working with this, but you're putting your energy into the wrong place.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Put it where it's going to serve you, not where it's going to work against you. Remember, all you're dealing with is a piece of property. So you want to make sure that you do what you do with your space the right way.
Yeah, okay.
And I want to thank you for your call, hon.
Okay, I just wanted to tell you one last thing. That interview you had with Dr. Mitchell yesterday, Edgar Mitchell,
yes,
was phenomenal. Absolutely. I loved it.
Isn't he an amazing man?
Oh, my gosh. It was just awesome. And I'm sure I'm going to be replaying it over and over on the archive. It was just phenomenal. I just wanted to tell you I loved it.
Well, I am so glad. And be sure and tell your friends because they can have access to that show and to so many other shows that I've done. But when you have a chance to talk to someone that has had a part in such a significant aspect of history, and not only that, but he's continuing to have an effect.
Yeah.
He's a marvelous example for any of us.
Oh,
that
my gosh.
No matter what you do, you've got to keep on moving and growing, and that's what he's doing.
So inspiring. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. You have a fabulous day.
And the same to you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. Well, my goodness, this is Donna Sebo. We're almost out of time here. So I guess I'm going to have to share some special things for Easter coming up tomorrow or the next day or the next. It's just a delight doing this show. I feel that every time I can bring information to you that empowers you as an individual, you know what? It empowers me, too. And when we take that positioning of self-learning, and we're open and receptive to new ideas and concepts, we can't help but make this world a better place. And when you're watching all kinds of information that tell you how everything is doomsday and it's bad and it's ugly and it's mean and nasty, well, that's another side of the coin. But I ask you, what side of the coin do you want to look at, the bright side or the dark side? And I'm not asking you to be Pollyannish, because it's up to you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. And don't forget, your mind is the first place you start to work with. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be right here, same time, same place, tomorrow. God bless. Talk with you then. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.